This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The Bush administration is working to shore up its stance against Iran following this week's intelligence finding that Iran stopped its nuclear weapons program in 2003. Today, President Bush called for Tehran to reveal details of its previous weapons program, and the Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, said Iran is still a dangerous regime. We have reports now on both the timing of the new intelligence on Iran and how it was gathered, and we'll start with this question. When did the spy agencies change their minds on Iran's nuclear ambitions, and when was the president notified? Critics say the answer is important because President Bush has been pressing hard for more international sanctions against Iran, and he suggested as recently as October that Iran's quest for nuclear weapons could lead to catastrophe. NPR's Corey Flintoff has this timeline.
In his news conference yesterday, President Bush said he learned the intelligence agencies were mulling over new data at least 3 months ago.
In August, I think it was Mike McConnell came in and said, we have some new information. He didn't tell me what the information was. He did tell me it was going to take a while to analyze.
Mr. Bush didn't say whether he asked the National Intelligence Director about the nature of the new information or whether he and McConnell had any further conversations on the matter until last week when he received a briefing on the National Intelligence Estimate. It was in August that Mr. Bush and other administration officials began to scale up their rhetoric about Iran's alleged nuclear weapons ambitions. On the 30th, he told an audience of American war veterans that there could be dire consequences if Iran is allowed to continue its nuclear program.
Iran's active pursuit of technology that could lead to nuclear weapons threatens to put a region already known for instability and violence under the shadow of a nuclear holocaust.
At a news conference on October 17th, Mr. Bush was asked for his reaction to a warning that Russian President Vladimir Putin delivered during a visit to Tehran. Putin said that military strikes against Iran should not be an option.
So I've told people that if you're interested in avoiding World War III, it seems like you ought to be interested in preventing them from having the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon.
A few days later, Vice President Dick Cheney was equally tough in a foreign policy speech in Washington.
Iran is pursuing technology that could be used to develop nuclear weapons. The world knows this. The Security Council has twice imposed sanctions on Iran and called on the regime to cease enriching uranium. Yet the regime continues to do so and continues to practice delay and deception in an obvious attempt to buy time.
The administration's tough language on Iran came as President Bush was trying to convince the United Nations Security Council to expand its sanctions against Iran if the Islamic Republic didn't end its nuclear enrichment program, a program Tehran says is aimed only at producing fuel for peaceful nuclear reactors. Yesterday, President Bush was asked whether his intelligence advisers had ever suggested that he scale back his rhetoric against Iran in light of the possible new information. He said that nobody ever told him that and stressed that the new report hasn't changed his mind.
Iran was dangerous, Iran is dangerous, and Iran will be dangerous if they have the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon.
The president said today that Iran still needs to come clean on the extent of its nuclear activities. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Washington.